The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being a part of our show today. And of course, we always appreciate everybody, new listeners as well as old, longtime listeners. Thank you for joining us. Barrington Awaken show is here for you. What we do is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. And I say try because some people generally believe what they believe, and that's the stated facts to them. However, we try to raise you to a level of consciousness where you can open up your own subconscious and take a look at what you've experienced thus far. See if it serves you, or if it's not serving you, a way to change it. You are the God that exists. I like to say that phrase. I know a lot of people don't like me to say it because they somehow feel that there is a higher entity, a higher source than them, not understanding that they are the higher source. They are connected to all that there is, as we're all connected to that great wave we call life. Our energy resonates in every living being on this planet, including the animals. If we're part of an energy source, it cannot be destroyed. That explains that when this life is over, another one will start. Much like when a tree falls, another one often grows. So we go through what we call reincarnation, because that's our pattern of life, much like the conveyor belt. It will be here and then it'll flip you in the body, and then you go back and become a spiritual being, and then you return again to the physical body. Be reminded that you are not the body. You are just occupying that space like you would the driver's seat or passenger seat of a vehicle, preferably the driver's seat of a vehicle. When it gets to a point where it's too old to go on, you will lay it down, send it off to the wreckers, put it in the ground, do whatever you do, get a new one, and start again. That is life. Why are we here? We've come to serve a purpose. We all want to experience what it's like to be in a physical form, as opposed to being a non-physical form on the other side in the spiritual world. As we develop a body as a child, we learn how to become human beings. Most of us come with a purpose, or we've come to aid others with their journey. You have a destination regardless of how or who you are and where you are today and what you are doing with that body or that space that you have. You are never alone. never, ever alone. You've come with your own entourage to this planet as you adapt yourself into being a human being. At some point, or for the rest of the duration of your life, there is a guide that follows you. From time to time, they make an announcement to you, as you could hear, and we call it the gut feelings. They are there with you 24/7. We were taught to reach out and pray for help. We were taught to look outwards to get the greatness that we are, to arrive at that point where we know we are great. That information is within. It is not out there. It is within. We are spiritually connected to all that there is, and every living being is connected to the same source. Therefore, we can say every living being is God. Just need to bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness. This is what we talk about. We want you to wake up. We want you to realize that you are on the top shelf. We want you to realize that all things that you need to accomplish greatness is within you. We want you to know you've come for a reason. This is not your first, could be, but very unlikely, your first tour of duty, your first visit to this planet, and probably will not be the very last. Every time that you've taken a walk on this planet in a physical being as human beings, you had made the choice to do so. You decided what you wanted to do, what you wanted to be. And when you get here, most often, a lot of us do forget. The transformation from the physical, spiritual world into the physical world, of course, we don't have a memory. Therefore, we have to develop one, and we would have forgotten what we've come to do, making it easier for others to give us guidance, or for us to be in confusion, or for us to miss our mark, or to be walking down the wrong path. That is not the case. Your tools are within you. We want you to wake up to that realization. We want you to understand that there's a lot more to you than you know. You are deeper than you realize. You're more knowledgeable than you can even imagine. You're bigger and stronger and greater than a thought that's probably crossed your mind. The person who has accomplished all the greatness that you may idolize, try not to do that, because you have the same capabilities. You have the desire and the abilities to accomplish all the things that you put your mind towards. If you reach out to get it, it is reaching out to get you. You will meet somewhere, and you will get to that greatness. Our show wants you to wake up and realize that you are the God that exists. This is what we talk about all the time. This is how we conduct our show. And for many years that I've been doing this show, not many, but years that I've been doing the show, we hope that you come on board. If you have a belief that you follow, no harm in that. Just wonder or ask yourself the important questions. Do they or does it serve you? To ask many questions is raising your level of education. To challenge things is raising your level of education. To question things in judgment, however, is showing your ignorance. You need to challenge think about or question the path that you're on. Is it for you? Is it the way you're designed to go? Was it the plan that you've made before you've come to this planet? Don't be afraid to question it. Though we were told, I was told in the religious form that I was raised in, not to question the things. If it was truth, it will be revealed. If I needed to know, it would be told to me, which are actually true in them, those statements. However, when you open the door to seek for knowledge that you want for yourself, the door will open and it will present itself. The mind that you have is connected to all that there is. Everybody has the same one, be it cloudy, you know, maybe in a drunken state, or probably, you know, impaired. I'm not sure. However, you have the very same one. You have the same abilities as everyone else. Therefore, you cannot be lesser. Therefore, you're not able to be greater. if somebody is portraying an image of greatness within themselves and wanting you to feel as if they're superior, including the head of the state or the religion that you may follow, they are sadly mistaken. They're coming from a far, deep, insecure place to guide you. If they themselves were in that position to be superior to you, they would understand the fundamentals of being human being and not to sway you to join them on their quest. When we see others who aren't doing what we're doing, or we think they're not doing it right, we interject and try to correct them. That is an ego thing. Their path is their path. Your path is your path. Be mindful to always wise up and do you. Wake up and welcome to the show. Thank you for being a part of it today. Today we want to talk about, I've been accused of religion bashing, or significantly speaking in a negative term against religion. I do have my own opinion, as I hope you do, and try to remember that another person's opinion of you isn't necessarily any of your business. So, I do get accused from time to time as to religious bash. That's not the case. I try to point out to others that if I see you walking towards the edge of a cliff, I would holler out at you and try to get you to see it other way. If you're determined to do that, I don't know whether or not that's your purpose. Therefore, I have to accept a choice that you've made on your own. When others choose to follow religion, it's their own doing. Some of us were born in it and didn't have another way out, and we've closed our minds off and accepted it for what it is. We take this little, the teachings, I'm not going to say it's little, we take the teachings and believe it's the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help us God, because we believe it. Of course, from time to time, we see how it plays out about the chaos that exists out there in these organizations and the discomfort and scandals and all these things that happens. It makes me wonder, if this is where God lives and it's holier than thou, why is it corrupt? They tell you that there's a challenger called devil, Satan, Shaitan, however you want to name or label it, him, them, you know, they, but there is only one. And all the groups out there that is following a path that guides you, thousands of them that guides you in a direct path, they all rely on the same demonic way, devilish way. There's only one devil in all that I've studied. I mean, there's maybe two now, I don't know. But I think from all that I've studied and read, there is only one. I said earlier, it is up on us to question the things so we can educate ourselves. Ask the questions. Challenge yourself on it. So if I were to flip to me for 1 minute at 16, it just all didn't make sense the way it was laid out for me. And I followed and wanted to learn more. And I had an opportunity to read on most of the major religions and follow them and realize that they're all telling us the same things. Be good and follow this path and you will go on and have an eternal life. I do know now that regardless of who you are, you will go on and have an eternal life because you are an energy that cannot be destroyed. I'm not suggesting you go out there and be a rebel, take advantage of anyone, and you know, be just badass to society. That's not where I'm going with that. I'm simply saying no matter who it is who has walked in the form of a body will have an eternal life simply because we have what is considered rebirth or reincarnation, like the conveyor belt. It just keeps circling around. You will come back on your choice. You have chosen your path, your choice. You've come here to experience what it's like to be human beings, and you've come in pure love. The unfortunate thing is on the transformation from spirituality into human form, we have forgotten most, maybe all. But we know within ourselves that we are good, and we are love, and we've come from a wonderful place, and we're all connected to that same source, regardless of who you are. I'd like to use the example, like, you know, very bad people in our society as come and pass through and they're gone, as well as the very good people that we label as good people in our society. And by the way, this whole good and bad thing is relevant to opinion as well, because what you see as bad, others don't necessarily see it that way, and vice versa. Those people, the good and the bad, for argument's sake, they're still they're somewhere. And if they are on the spiritual side of our existence, there is no judgment. So be it bad here, you're over there being a spiritual being. Be it good here, you're over there being a spiritual being. So you could find the most evil person that ever existed on this planet, from your opinion, or the most noble, good, kind-hearted person on this planet, your opinion, and know full well that they all has come from the same place and will return to the same place. And most often, a lot of them are good friends with each other because they've had this journey that they've traveled forever. Thank you very much for tuning into the show. I want to thank all my longtime listeners, the new listeners, everybody who's always been supporting this show. I appreciate you. Without you, I could not be here. Sometimes when the teacher is ready, the students will appear. Or is it when the students are ready, the teacher will show up? If you're hearing me today, it's because you are curious and you want to know if there is more there for you. How to get to the more, how to tap into the source, how to become the giant that you are. You're not here by a coincidence, because we don't believe there's such a thing. There's a thing as coincidence. Your path has been designed for you, by you. We hope that you're wanting to challenge the information that you choose to live by, the rules that you choose to live by, and ask yourself the most important question. Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Some of the questions we get here, people ask, how do you get on your path? How do I know the true me? One of the phrases I use a lot is to know thyself. How do I become a person who would know thyself? Well, it is simple. It's a journey. It could take some time, depending on how much effort you've put into it or the questions that you ask. But you could begin with knowing who you're not. Eliminate that from you. It's like emptying the barrel of anger within yourself to allow the love to manifest and grow. You eliminate who you know that you're not. Just because we were told something isn't necessarily its truth. We know once you've acquired the truth, it will set you free. I'm sure you've probably heard that before. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming to the show. To all my longtime listeners and the new listeners, I say to everybody, like I always say, welcome home. This is home, where you feel that genuine connection, the connectivity to your spiritual existence. Within you right now, there's a spiritual side that is listening and paying attention and wanting to grow, to benefit. If you are in a field of doing something that you know is wrong, stop doing it. If you know to take things that don't belong to you, don't take them. And if you're known, and people are very famous for this one, for saying things that you know is not true, why are you saying it? Purify your own mind and allow yourself to develop into a path that you could take with wholesomeness and be genuine as you journey through life. Wake up. See that you probably are living a very minimal percentage of your capabilities. Most of us are. We've heard many years that we only use 15% of our brain. I don't know how they got that, which means we're not using 85%. So they say. Makes me wonder, though, is there an 85% chance that somebody's wrong? You know, or the finders of such information could be off by 85% by suggesting that we only use 15%. I don't know that. That's not what this show is about. This show is about you waking up and being the best you that is possible. That's what we aim for. Hoping that you will take that journey. Be willing to question all the things that comes to you. If you are doing it blindfold, you're the feather in the wind, and the next current is going to come and take you in that direction, whichever that may be. Do we really follow these things that we're told simply because we're promised a reward? Like we say to our own children at Christmas time, be humble and be good, and you'll get a nice gift or something. And if you're not, you're going to get something bad. And I hope everybody understands the concept of Christmas and having children and wanted them to be obedient, obey and follow rules. We've often made the mistake of telling our children not to question. You ask too many questions. I remember the kids were 3 years old and the only question they ever knew was why. And the why could go on forever. So yeah, I would get tired and cut them off. However, they are new to all of this and they are quite curious. Why is a very good question. Hope you do your best to answer them to the best of your abilities. Because coming into the human form, in a human body, they are trying their darn hardest to adapt to what it's like to be a human being. Thank you for being here, everybody. Have we got any emails there, sir?
We do have some emails. And, of course, we'd like to say hello to all our listeners from around the world. If you'd like to write in to Barrington with a comment, a question, a thought process, anything at all, write to us right now in Studio 101 at gmail.com. That's in Studio 101 at gmail.com. D wrote in, and D says, so there is a reincarnation. I wasn't sure. I've heard you talk about the afterlife several times, and then I hear a lot of people talk about reincarnation. If it's true, then let me ask you this. You say we come back several times to get it right. After we get it right, where do we go? Do we stay here or go to someplace else? That's from D. Thank you, D. Cora wants to know, to Mr. Barrington, what makes greatness? Simple question, what makes greatness, from Cora? William writes in, Barrington, what actually does missing the mark mean? I'm not sure. Some people say when we miss the mark, we're sinners, but I'm not sure what it means. That's from William. Brett writes in and he says, what is the truth regarding religion? Is religion really anything? Or is that all just made up? That's from Brett. And lastly here, Sam is inquiring about your health. He says, Barrington, I listen to you often, and today your voice sounds like you have a cold. That's from Sam. And back to you.
Sam, that's good. I applaud you on your abilities to pick up on that. Yes, I'm a little under the weather today because it happens. And of course, because of what was going on, I didn't get much sleep last night. However, I am here and I'm doing my best. Yes, I do feel a little something coming on. I guess I'm not doing my garlic as often as I need to. Anyway, so thank you for noticing that. I'm fine. My health is good. Thank you for being curious about that. And that was Sam. Brett, I'm going to go with yours at the last one. It's a tough one. It actually ties into what we're talking about today. Brett is asking about my religion. Is it truth or is it all made up? So we'll get back to that in a minute. William, you're asking about missing the mark, and you've heard that remark before. I don't know. Is that the door of opportunity that they're referring to, that you may have missed the door of opportunity, opportunities, and they only knock once or something like that? I've heard that many times. However, if you don't find your path, and this is going to tie into one of the other questions that was asked, if you don't find your path, you haven't missed anything. It just means you haven't gotten there yet. You know, you're taking a longer route. You're probably distracted or being led down a different path. You're missing your mark is the ability to rise up, wake up within yourself and be that spiritual entity that you truly are. If you can't miss that mark because the spirituality is always within you, maybe if you were hypothetically supposed to start your journey at 21 and some other things got a hold of your attention and brought you elsewhere, you might start at 65. I don't know. However, because the drive is always within you, your guide, your spiritual guide is always tapping you on the shoulders or talking to you in your gut area to get you to, you know, figure out what's going on, get you on the path. Your spiritual existence and the doer, let's call the duality that is a part of you, will sit and observe and usually only intervene in a dangerous situation when you're trying to, you know, not maybe off yourself or not following, going into path of danger. Sometimes they interject. If you have ever had a conversation with somebody who's been a part of a substance abuse situation, they'll often tell you that when they hit the rock bottom, they heard the voice of God. The voice that they're hearing was their own from the duality, which is a part of them. They intervene. The same would happen if you try to jump in a pool and hold your breath and try to take your end your life. Some part of you will kick in. The incoherent part will say, "Are you crazy? Let's get out of here. Let's go have a beer and do something different." Or if you try to starve yourself to in the presence of food, when you become incoherent and you're not thinking for yourself anymore, this inner self, the survival abilities within you, will say, "Okay, there's food in the fridge. Let's go knock ourselves out and go to it. Party down." So you have this ability within you to rise up at any time. And I don't understand fully what missing your mark is. Maybe it was that great person you're trying to get involved with in high school or college, or I don't know. That there could be a lot of explanation explaining what missing the mark could be. But as a spiritual existence, a spiritual person at any given time, I mean, if you were to play football and you realize this when you're late 60s, it's probably going to be a little late for you to go to tryouts, but you could probably be a coach or something like that. However, physically, we have limits to ourselves because unlike our brand new 25, 22 year old bodies, we can't do the same thing that we can in the 50s because it's just not designed that way. We're on our way home. We're on our way to a lesser capabilities in a physical manner. Mentally, you're still the same, but we develop a lot of, roadblocks, or we pick up a lot of baggage. So we tend to think when we get older, we can't learn as much as or easy as we did when we were younger. That is not the case at all. Spiritually, you're still there. When you're more disciplined in your later years, where you're not easily distracted by something shiny or pretty or attractive, you might be able to focus more on getting your point on, getting your guard going, or setting out the course that you want to be on. Cora asked about greatness. What is greatness? Well, for now, it is amazing. It's great that you have the ability to transform yourself into something that you would appreciate more than you probably than you're doing right at this moment. I'm not suggesting that you're not, but the greatness within people, like we have a label that we use in society, we call the great or the goat, GOAT, the greatest of all time. And you have your own icon who you could say is the greatest of all time. I'd like to think the greatest singer of all time was Whitney Houston, but you may totally disagree with that. Or the greatest football player was, you know, this other person, or the greatest musician, or the greatest, you know, we have our own titles, we have our own icons that we point at and say they are the greatest. But to go, you will say that person is absolutely great, and that's your opinion of that person's ability. I've been hearing a lot about these fantastic countries in the world that is deemed as great. However, when you look into the background, it's not as shiny as it appears to be. We're not going off topic with that. I'm simply saying greatness is you. It's how do you play that song. How do you play that person? How do you play that body? How do you apply that? How do you apply the greatest mind in the world? The information that exists for all these people that we could look at, call them an icon and say they're the greatest, that same information is within all of us. I'm never going to be the greatest basketball player, not in this life. I know that for sure because I can't even play. But the point being, I've passed that mark. Maybe that's what the other caller was referring to about missing the mark. However, the ability that's within all of us is equal. The abilities to rise up is absolutely equal. If you're swimming on the south end of this ocean and somebody else is swimming in the north end of this ocean, they don't have any more ocean than you do. They're just in another region. There's just another person in the ocean swimming. So, what is greatness? The greatness is you. You have to wake up and realize that. Open that door and realize that you are the greatness that exists. The greatness is the God. And if you can say God is great, God is the best, God is the top, God is everything, the top shelf, he's the man, or however you label God, or the person, he's the bomb, how's that? You know, if you can say that, then you're saying all those things about yourself. You are absolutely the greatness, the greatest. You are the greatness. You just need to realize that. And the more time you put into finding out what it is, the more you realize it represents you, or you represent it. The reason we carry a body around is because we're representations of the God that exists. Many of us, all of us, we're just an agent speaking on his behalf. Let's use wise words and become great, because you are. Hi. Reincarnation and coming back, and then what? That was what Dee was asking. When you finish and you've fulfilled your task, do you come back? And then after you finish that, what else? Well, we do know there's other universes out there that exist, and Earth is one of them, of course, and we're here on this planet to be human beings, and this is where we live. As bad as we may be, or as good as we are still here, and this is where we come. You choose not to come back. You can and do live in the spiritual world. When you reunite, when you rebirth or reborn and come back to that experience, you will encounter all the people that you've been a part of your entire existence, which is eternity, which is forever, which never ends. Always has. It's like space, right? If you look at the end of this planet, what is there? Just space. And if you look at the end of that space, there is just more space. And if you look at the other end of that, there is just more space, and it continues forever. Our existence is much the same. We don't necessarily have to come to Earth. This is not it. And a lot of people are probably saying, thank you for that, but it's not it. There's another world, other worlds that you could venture into. Where they are, I don't know. Have we found them? I don't know. How would we recognize them, even if we find them, if everything is being in a spiritual existence without a form, without a shape? We like to think there are aliens out there, and people say it all the time, that we cannot be the only ones that exist. You know what? I haven't seen my proof yet. My truth is, we know that if there's another world out there, we haven't found it yet. Rebirth, reincarnation simply talks about ending this life in this existence, in this body, laying it down and coming back as another. Some say rebirth, some say reincarnation. Is it real? Absolutely. Wherever a tree falls, another one will grow. There's your example right there. Whenever this life is over, if you didn't fulfill your task, you're coming back. Your life never ends. You're eternal. The promises of us going to a heavenly place, I was trying not to say that word today. The promises of us going to a heavenly place is talking about when we get there, we will have eternal life. This is true. When we get there, we will have eternal life. But if you've been a little scoundrel in this Ross, you know, bad person on this planet, there is not another place for you to go. We don't have the separation, the up there and the down there, where you go live happily ever after, hold your hands with other people and shake and sing kumbaya and drink milk. I don't know. Maybe I made that up. However, you do have eternal life, and you do have the opportunity to come back and visit this planet and go through another tour of duty, another vacation, another stay. Sometimes we do check out when we want to. We have the wheel. We could check out at many different times. And whatever your purpose was or is supposed to be, that's when you will check out. You do make a conscious decision to go home. We do make that decision. But once you're there, for whatever reason, maybe you've come to erect a light post and it's now up and running. Now you're going to go home. And next time you'll come and do another one. I don't know. Because I will have no way of knowing your purpose, much like no one else has the ability to know your purpose. So, do we reincarnate? Absolutely, we reincarnate. And it's a matter of, like I said, you're transforming from the physical world, the body, where it lays itself down into the earth, or you may burn it or whatever you choose to do with it. It is no longer you. The minute you exit from the body, all of it will go back to where it's come from, the universe. The universe is within us, but we borrow, you know, some soil, some water, some air, saline, all the above, and create what we call the body. And when we use it as we need to, at the end of that journey, this journey, we lay it down and get a new one, if we choose to, and start again. I've said before that every time you've chosen to come to this planet, and people have asked me how many visits they've had, I would have no way of knowing that, but you could find out. Every time you make a conscious decision to come here, you've made a record of it. It is called the Akasha Records, and it's hard to, I shouldn't say it's hard, it's there, you could get to it, depending on your devotion or your effort towards it, and you could review all the lives that you've seen. One of the coolest things that I understand is once you return from this visit as human beings, you will reincarnate, you will reunite, with all the spirits that you've traveled with throughout your existence in all of life. And like I said, they don't have a spiritual clock. On that side, there is no such thing as a time. It's just what it is. There is not, oh, look, it's 11 o'clock, I need to go to bed. Well, what do you need to, well, there's no bed there either. But why would you need to go? You don't have to get up early for work, do you? So there is no time there. There's nothing that measures the time. I've done meditation, and I have a friend that he wanted me to call him Smiley. And when I asked him what's his time or how long has he been, he would say, we don't have time. Time was made up by this side of the existence. Because, you know, without time, how are we going to know when the show's going to end or what time, you know, age and numbers and, you know, what time is bedtime or what time is dinner time? And all these things caters to the fact that you have a body. Without it, there's no such thing as time. It's made up, and you will disagree because you can look at the clock and say it's this time, but we did create that. Going back now to answer Brett's question regarding religion and truth, is it made up? Well, like time, I think we tend to want to believe that there is a greater power, a greater source, a greater entity than us. If we're not doing well in our existence, in our life, we hope that somebody or something or some force has our back. that take care of us. Well, the back is you get to go home. That's your back right there. So the coming of someone coming to rescue you is phantom, because you don't need to be rescued. You don't need to be saved. You don't need, there's nothing wrong with you. You don't need to be corrected. You don't need to be told which way to go. I understand the need for religion. I understand that for those who are a little bit lost and confused, most of them outlines the good that benefits society. A lot of them, of course, talks about you having to come, must come this way. And if you don't, it's the only way. And if you don't, you're going to perish, or you're going to meet the guy downstairs kind of thing for many years, and you're going to be his buddy. And you're, you know, it sounds like a party down there, to be honest with you. So if there was a down there, please sign me up, because, you know, we're not afraid. And we were told a long time ago to be afraid of what could happen. What we do know is once you've left this body, you're going home. You are going home to where all things are great. There's greatness right there. Happiness, content, and a state of love. You will reunite with all the others that you've been with for many years, even if they're the tyrant in your life in this existence, you know, like an ex, for example, or your jailer, or your tax man, or whatever it may be that you despise. You will go back and spend time with them, and there's no judgment, so they're your friends, and you will hang out and you'll laugh, probably high five. Well, you can't high five, I don't think you have hands, but the point being, you will go back. Do I feel the religions were made up? They were given to us, and I've seen lately, I've been doing a lot of studies on the origin of the ones that we see most prevalent in, say, North America, where I live. So we see the benefit of it for others. I don't see the benefit for the believers, other than it holds you at bay. I honestly believe if you are relying on somebody else to have your back, you're not exerting as much effort or energy to acquire the wealth or the knowledge that is required to be the human beings. It's saying, no, don't think about it. I got you. They're reminding you that ignorance is bliss, and you could live in that for a long time. Is it true? Is it true, or is it made up? Well, it wasn't given to us. When you really think about it, based on how we've come here from the other world into this world, we came without written tangible instructions. We all come with the same information, the same knowledge, the same wisdom. There's no tablets or 10 commandments or a book of any kind that followed us through. Those were, here's your answer, created here. And there is no ties to it over there. We all showed up. So you can answer that question for yourself. What did you bring in the concept of the religious belief? Did you have a book, a recording, an email, a text? Or you just showed up and then somebody meets you at the gate and presents something to you that was created here? Every once in a while, like I said, you see the corruption that exists in these organizations. I could see the benefit. In recent weeks, I've been reading a lot of how the mind has been manipulated for easy control. I'm just answering a question. I've been studying how the mind has been manipulated because of easy control. And if you follow these rules, you're very well controlled. They has presented us, or someone, or the book has presented us with these commandments, beautiful number of 10 of them, that we must follow. And if we follow them, we are going to make it into the gates of heaven. I'll tell you, for those who are not following it, hey man, you're going to make it into the gates of heaven as well, because there's only one gate. And it doesn't go up, it doesn't go down, it's just here. Regardless of what happened, you will have eternal life. The whole thing about holding hands and singing Kumbaya, I made that part up. But to answer the question very specific as to whether or not they're real or were they made up, you have to know they were created here. And everyone who is following it and telling you that they were created here, they never said that God wrote a book. It was so-called inspired men and who wrote this book. And like Broken Telephone, it's changed over many, many years. And a lot of this the information that was there has been changed. And we could see through research how it would have advantaged a particular group of people. Is it real? I have an opinion. Please don't shoot me down for this. No, it's not real. Why are we so bent into following it? Why are we so bent into following it? Simply because we need to know that someone has our back. We need to know that if something is bigger than us, we have a big brother, we have a rescuer. This has come into our lives since we were babies. When we were babies in the cribs, we figured out all we had to do is cry and rescue will come with food or changed nappy or a diaper. God, I just aged myself. Changed you into more of a comfort. All we had to do was cry. We develop this and we bring it throughout life. We have a need. And why are there so many people going towards this? Even of all the information that's been presented, that it's not doing us any good. And you'll see many different groups that was found to be doing that was shady, this that was shady. The leader of this organization is now on his way to prison. The leader of that one they've done so many wrong things. So you have to question it as to, if this is truth and if this is where God lives, why is it not flowing smooth? But yet we go back to it and we forgive and we move on. But the goodness that exists is within you. The answer to your question, from my perspective, it had to have been made here. And you could go through many different organized groups and find out they said on this day that was done, this day this was done, this is what you're supposed to do. How is it possible that somebody can tell me what I'm supposed to do if that same person does not know my purpose? Are they representing an entity that is holier than thou? We've believed this for so long that we have made it our truth, and many of us have sacrificed our lives to follow it throughout. Is it true? Well, ask yourself those questions. What is the good that it's done for you other than to make you feel good? But isn't the feel good just your own construction that you've built for yourself? You feel rejoice, you feel amazed, you feel good when you're in this dome or in this organization that you follow it. Why do so many people run towards it? Well, as we well know, it is a lot easier to induct people into an organization or a group when they are broken. The slaves were happy for Christianity because it offered them a reward and a way to change their situation, much like a drowning man grabbing after a straw. If you're standing at the side looking at it going, well, that straw is not going to help you, you better figure out something else. I say the same when I say anything in regards to religion. A drowning man. And it offers us, and I was saying earlier, or not too long ago, that it's easier to get people to join a gang, a group that a lot of society will say is not productive, is more of a negative. But it's easy to get them to join it because they're coming from a place of discontent. Maybe be abused, neglect, hurt. And they walk into these organizations and they offer them fellowship, comfort. I had that personal experience growing up as a child with one of my best friends who said, we couldn't be best friends anymore. We've since redeemed. We couldn't be best friends anymore because he's taken the path into something that makes him feel more stable, more comfort, more than the friendship that we lived. They actually said, you know, you're influencing me like the devil would. I said, okay, but we're teenagers. What do you want me to do? I didn't say that then. I've just realized it now. Anyway, many years has passed and he's no longer part of that group organization. And I said, tell me, why did you go there? And he explained the trauma he had just experienced and the comfort that they offered him. I said, oh. So yeah, it's a lot easier for us to go into these gangs and feel comfort. And we learn to love it because of the way it makes us feel. Inevitably, down the road, you realize it's not working because you may still end up feeling the same way. The same way if we were held captive. Give us enough time. We'll love that the guy or person or source that's captured us. Because now we're relying on them to exist. We're relying on their information to feed us. We're relying on their wisdom and everything for us to function. But long before you were captured or kidnapped, you were doing just fine. And you will be just fine after. I would love to tell you it's absolute truth. At this point, I have not seen the proof of it. I've seen more disruption than I've seen productivity. I've seen in many, many cases where they go in and they force it on you. All the wars that we've had was the root of it was because of a religious belief. The Crusades didn't do easy on people. All the wars that we've had, and we all hate wars, but we love the religion that supports it. We all lose. There's a big war going on right now in the Russian war, and I'm not here to talk politics, but you could feel the impact it has on the world. Even though it's all the way down there, over there, up there, we're still feeling it over here. Is it true? Oh, I could go on forever, so I'm just going to leave it there. Thank you. I hope I answered your question to the best of my abilities, and I'm just realizing the time is going really fast. Do we have any more questions there, sir?
Lawrence wants you to take care of yourself and be well so he can listen next week. Andy wants to know, so we actually choose when we die? And that's from Andy, and back to you.
Okay, Lawrence, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I will take care of myself. I was sitting on my porch the other night and the other morning when I was supposed to be sleeping, having a tea, and it was chilly. And I think that's where my defense was low, being tired, whatever the case may be. I will take your advice and do better. And yes, thank you for being a part of the show, and I'll be back next week to do it all. We're not done yet. Andy, yes, we choose to come in, sir, and we choose to go out. Now, somebody falling off the top of a, hurting themselves or doing all these things, you would say, oh, that was an accident. The only thing I will say, was it really? And can you prove it? When do we leave? We take our bodies way too personal and only not understanding that it's kind of like the coat you had when you're 12 years old. Where's that today? Or the beautiful car you had bought when you're 16. Where's that today? If you're 17, I hope you still have it. We journey through our lives from when we start, and after about 39, 40 years old, we don't do much thinking on our own anymore. We just reflect on memories and routine to follow us through life. However, if you've been able to fulfill your purpose, before you showed up here, you did choose your time of leaving. You did. And you will exit when you want to. And I have proof, well, she's not here anymore, but I do remember when it was time for my grandmother to go, she called us all up and then within 2 weeks met with the whole family and had conversations and saying, take care of each other, love each other, enjoy life. And of course, try to sell us more Christian on her way out. But the point being, shortly thereafter, we heard that she had just left. It was then I realized that she had this planned. She, at 94 years old, knew her time was up, or her station was coming, or her exit point or jump off point was on its way. And this is amazing. We tend to have all of this structured to determine when we come in. Now, I don't want to get into it deep because I hear that there's three different times in the early stages of life until you're around 20. And then, of course, in the mid till you're around 40, 50-ish. And then, of course, until you're older. So I'm not sure, you know, I can't say within 3 days or 6 days. But I do know one thing, that if you are approaching your time to leave, you will start to put all your affairs in order subconsciously without being fully aware. You won't start to go out there and reach out and do this and do that. You sort of want to observe the last few steps of your journey. I had a cousin that passed away a few years ago. He was 23 years old. And he told us, for as long as I can remember, when we were kids, oh no, I won't be here long. I'll be leaving early. I won't be here long. And we all thought, well, come on, you know, we'll stop the crazy talk. And sure enough, 23, he drowned. And we all, at that moment, the entire family, like, oh my God, he's been saying it for years. So he knew. Now, whether or not he ordered it in or it was supposed to be, but he knew from the word go that he had a plan to leave early. Just thought I'd say that. Thank you very much for being a part of the show today. This is such a topic that I didn't even get a chance to dive into what I wanted to talk about, but I did cover a lot, and somebody dared ask me the questions about my religion. The thing is, I'm constant, my beliefs on religion. I was accused of religious bashing. Just pretend what you hear today wasn't doing that. I was just simply answering a question. But we do understand that when you believe something so deep within you, it is real. It is real. And you will follow it. And if anyone tried to shake your belief, you go defending it because you're telling them, I'm not an idiot. This is so true. This is my way. And if, you know, you're definitely wrong, and that's why you're going to end up in that H-E double hockey stick place that I don't always say hell. But we did not come here. And if I have said many times on the show, we've all come from the same place by the same method. Wouldn't that mean we all have the same religion? It would only make sense. There's only one portal, one door for us to come into this spiritual existence. So if we're coming from the same place, by the same method, we're all the same, and we're spiritually connected to all that there is, to the big God, your super God, your daddy, if you want to call it that. He is your subconscious at a higher level. We've come from the same place by the same method. Then, of course, it would only make sense that we only have the one religion. But there's 30,000 of them out there, I think. The good news is they're all crazy and they're all made up and they're all fake, except the one you choose to follow. Think about that. And the differences between the highly religious and the atheist is just one belief. One believe and the other one doesn't believe. If you believe, you've told yourself it's real and you live accordingly. There's never been a handout. The best that I know, God's never written a book and says, follow these instructions. Because as you well know, the instructions can't be equal among all people. Because in certain different regions, you know, we have to cover our heads. We don't have to cover our heads. We have to, you know, not show our feet, but we have to show our feet. Not to stand up and speak out in public. But we have to do that. And if we didn't understand, interesting thing I found the other day when I was flipping through a Bible was there's a point where it says females were not allowed to speak in church. And they have to go wait till they get home to ask their spouses to explain it. Now, how bigot does that sound? And today it's quite different because life in itself evolves. Everything has to evolve. Religion, unfortunately, cannot, because the books are supposedly written many, many, many years ago. And I'm not going to talk about it. I had a whole bunch of things on here that I wanted to go through, but it gives me more feed, more food, more fuel for the next show that's going to come up. So with the last minute, I want to thank you all for being a part of the show. Sorry, today I went on a rant. Somebody hit that nerve and asked, do I believe it's real? I will tell you, I don't believe it's real, and there hasn't been a bit of proof out there for me to conclude that it's real. If you want something that has proof, something tangible for you to carry on, try spirituality. It will speak to you. And you won't be trying to guide anybody towards you. With those final words, I want to thank you all for being a part of the show. And for those who are wishing that I get well, I respect that of you. Thank you for being a part of the Barrington Show. Today was amazing for me because someone out there asked that question that just nailed it. It is only real because you've made it real. Question your five-year-old. He'll tell you how real Santa Claus is. Please don't judge him. You taught him that. Thank you for being a part of the show. Until we talk again next week, namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.